another bell.
Welcome back. Final segment of Crunch Time. It's Wednesday. That means it's time for the Crunch Exchange. I'm going to bring up some stories from around the world of sports, ask if Steve is buying or selling the prospectus from those stories. There's also an option for pending. I'm Alex. Steve, my Oakland Athletics seem to be on a bit of a run right now. They've won 23 of their last 30 games to make a huge run at the AL wildcard, possibly the AL West. They just came off the biggest comeback in franchise history last night over the Rangers. They had never won a game by trailing by more than 8 runs after the 6th inning. They scored 11 unanswered to take the win. Jarris Familia picked up his second win in as many appearances in Oakland. They scored 28 runs in 2 games against the Rangers, by the way. They're kind of rolling right now, Steve, but they got to cool off at some point, right? They're a game and a half behind the Mariners for the second wildcard spot right now. The prospectus, you buy or sell the A's a legit contender for the AL wildcard?
You know, it's funny because last night, when I saw what had happened, I just hearkened back to Moneyball, the winning streak in 2002. Uh-huh. The great call by Bill King. We may never lose again.
And they all fizzle out of just, at the end.
You know what? I'm going with my heart here. I'm rooting my ass off for the A's over Seattle. They're definitely going to make the wild card and play the Yankees.
Oh, so that means they're not. Thanks, Steve. Speaking of Oakland, John Gruden with a seemingly pretty ridiculous comment today about his contract with the Raiders and his confidence in himself. He told USA Today that if he doesn't get the job done in Oakland, then he will give back the $100 million the Raiders gave him in the contract he just signed. His actual quote said he won't take their money if he doesn't get the job done, which is fairly vague. Does that mean the playoffs? Does that mean the Super Bowl?
Right.
One kind of has to assume it means the Super Bowl, so that's what I'm going to go with. Gruden clearly already has a lot of money, so he doesn't need it per se, but $100 million is $100 million. The prospectus, you buy or sell, Gruden would give it back if he doesn't win the Super Bowl.
You know, I think it's possible after like 6 years or something, if they don't win the Super Bowl, he's got a year left, he might walk away, but he's not writing them a check on the way out the door.
That money's gonna
and
be
by
spent.
The way, so many people on Twitter are busting his balls, and he's it's like, just stop. When you make an over-the-top statement like that, it's so Gruden, you know, when he used to do his preview, I love this guy. I think he's going to have a big year. It's like, John, not everybody's going to win the Super Bowl. So, yeah, absolutely sell that. He's out of his mind.
Speaking of getting paid, Todd Gurley got paid.
Hey!
$45 million guaranteed in a 4-year extension the Rams signed him to yesterday. Certainly deserves it. Versatile, only 23 years old still. Likely going to be one of the best running backs in the league throughout the life of the deal and possibly beyond. Now, another guy who has been waiting to get paid for a while is Le'Veon Bell, and now he's likely going to ask for more than Gurley got, but is he worth it? Bell, 26 years old, certainly a top 3 back in the NFL at this point, but you give him 4 years, that takes him to 30, which is basically the end of a running back's career. So the respect is, you buy or sell Le'Veon Bell worth Todd Gurley money right now?
Well, wait, what's Bell's contract status? Is he franchised?
Yep.
Okay.
And he said he wouldn't sign the franchise tender.
So he's another one who's saying, I'm not going to play.
He's hanging out. Yep.
So he's being a Julio
not
Jones.
Not going to practice.
Actually, isn't he being a Le'Veon Bell?
Yeah, Julio's being
year?
A Le'Veon, yeah.
I would give him a large contract. He's a really good back, and he catches the ball. I mean, let's not forget, this is a guy who has 400 touches, 370 touches
it's
a year.
Incredibly good.
But, you know what? Maybe 4 years with a back end out, I would. I think he's his equal when he's in there, so I'd buy that.
Carmelo Anthony suddenly a free agent again, and no one seems to want him, but it's being reported lately that the team he wants to sign with is the Houston Rockets. He has been seen in online videos playing pickup games with CP3 and Harden. Everything seems to be pointing in that direction. Now there's a projection from Sportsline, which are a bunch of sports scientists who give fantasy and betting advice, essentially, and they said yesterday that the Rockets' chances of winning a title actually decrease if they get Melo, from 4.8% to 3.9%. The prospectus, Melo would actually make the Rockets worse.
Wow. The fact that I'm not immediately saying sell is kind of scary.
A Hall of Fame
and
player.
Speaks volumes. So it's like a 50-50 split. They're not worse when he's on the bench and they're this really good team is running their offense and performing up to their capability. But yeah, there's something about adding him in that has a very fly in the ointment feel to it. So I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm buying that.
That's amazing. L. Gary, Steve, well, he's in the news for some not great stuff, no matter how you slice it. One way to look at it is he's overweight, out of shape, dogging it on the field, and the Yankees placed him on the 10-day DL to help him save face and get his act together. The other way to look at it is he's actually re-injured his groin that kept him out of the Yankees lineup for a few weeks earlier this year. So he's either disinterested in baseball or he's hurt. The prospectus, Gary Sanchez is actually hurt.
Well, if he's not going to be playing for 6 weeks or whatever, I would say that he is re-injured. But that still doesn't excuse what he did two nights ago, loafing behind the plate and then loafing on the final out as he could have ended up driving in the tying run. So I do believe he's hurt, but that doesn't make him any less of a bag, so buy it.
Last one here, Steve. Pac-12 Media Day upon us, and the Pac-12 media members have spoken. It's going to be Washington and USC in the Pac-12 title game, and Washington is going to win by a lot. Washington, 40 of 42 first-place votes in the Pac-12 North. The only other teams to get one were Stanford and Oregon. USC got 22 first-place votes in the South. Certainly Washington, one of the favorites for a reason. USC, always the favorite, no matter what, just because they're named USC and it's the preseason, so of course they're the favorite. They could have a roster of like 12-year-old quadriplegics and they'd still be the favorite.
Wow.
But the prospectus, it's going to be UW and USC in the Pac-12 title game this year.
Well, what was it? Stanford and USC last year. So I Washington seems to be one of the few locks in college football. USC, new quarterback. I like Utah. I don't
Chip back at UCLA.
Yeah, but
Herm Edwards at Arizona State.
If they
Steve.
Play 500 ball, well, that's the thing. I don't buy ASU or UCLA, and you know Arizona's got some talent coming back. The Colorado has to prove that 2016 wasn't a fluke. I'm kind of leaning Utah, so I'm going to sell that.